Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to say good evening, each and every one. This is Pastor Mike Feeney with Fall God the Church of Christ. Also working in collaboration with Armed and Dangerous Ministries out of Des Moines, Iowa. And we are just excited for this Thursday night, 7 o'clock, study to show thyself approved. And so this is the time when we go to God in prayer and we open up God's Word and we study the Word of God to find out what God would have for us to do. Checking something here real quick. Oh, I see what it is. So I did this wrong. Okay. Pull this over. That's what I want. All right. So we're going to do what we normally do, sing a couple songs, and then have a word of prayer, and then go to the Word of God. Shelter in the time of storm in the midst of this country that's going through hurricanes and all kinds of storms, and even you yourself may be dealing with some things today. It's so important to know that we have a comforter, we have a shelter, we have somewhere to go, a refuge that will help us in our time of need. The Lord's our rock, in Him we hide, a shelter in the time of storm. Secure whatever He'll be tied, a shelter in the time of storm. I know my Jesus is a Jesus, the rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Jesus is a rock in a weary land. He is a shelter in the time of storm. A shade by day, defense by night, a shelter in the time of storm. No fears alarm, no foes of fight, a shelter in the time of storm. I know my Jesus, but Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Jesus is a rock in a weary land. He is a shelter in the time of storm. Although raging storms wait round us beat, a shelter in the time of storm. We'll never leave our safe retreat, a shelter in the time of storm. I know my Jesus, but Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Jesus is a rock in a weary land. He is a shelter in the time of storm. I know my Jesus is a Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Jesus is a rock in a weary land. He is a shelter in the time of storm. The Lord's our rock, in Him we hide, a shelter in the time of storm. No fears alarm, no foes of pride, a shelter in the time of storm. I know my Jesus is a Jesus, is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Jesus is a rock in a weary land. He is a shelter in the time of storm. Amen. Sing one more, just a little talk with Jesus. Always important. In the midst of difficulty, in the midst of time where things look crazy and you can't figure it out, there's always a listening ear, there's always an arm to lean on, and there's always someone that wants that would be Jesus. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and then a little light from heaven filled my soul. Oh, it made my heart in love, and wrote my name above. And now Just a little talk with Jesus makes me whole. Ooh, now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our trouble. He will hear our faith is crying. He will answer by and by. Now when you feel a little prayer for yearning as your heart to heaven is turning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. All right. Sometimes my path seems drip without a real chip. And then a car got me high to the right of this. The missteps in the right and hide the stories got. But just a little talk with Jesus goes away. Hey, well, come on, let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our trouble. He will hear our faces cry, and he will answer by and by. Now when you feel a little prayerful yearning as your heart to heaven is turning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. All right, and I may have doubts and fears, will my eyes be filled with tears? But Jesus is a friend who watches day and night, and I go to him in prayer. He knows my every care, and just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Well, come on, let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him about our trouble. He will hear our faith is crying. He will answer by and by. Now when you feel a little prayer yearning as your heart to heaven is turning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Well, come on, let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our trouble. He will hear our faith is crying. He will answer by and by. Now when you feel a little prayerful yearning as your heart to heaven is turning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Right. Amen. I don't know about you, but whenever I can have a little talk with Jesus, it's comforting, it's reinvigorating, and it's faith assured. Let us go to God in prayer at this time, and then, if you will, pray with me to the third chapter of the book of Daniel. Let us together pray. Come, merciful Father, in the sweet name of Jesus. Father, to you, we honor and praise today, thanking you the very best we know how. We thank you for the rain and for the pain. Father, we're thanking you for just allowing us to experience what we have to go through. And even in the difficult times, those challenging times, those back-breaking road times, Father, you still seem to find a way of carrying us through. And for that, we just want to be eternally grateful. And we want to just prostrate ourselves today and say thank you. Father, I want to come to you today in regards to this country, in regards to your weather, for we know that you are the commander of your Rockladon. You are the commander of all hurricanes, and you are commander of all those that are dealing with issues today, Father. All on the East Coast, Hurricane Florence is making an impact, and is getting ready to have some destructive nature. Now, Father, we know that you use water and wind always as a cleaning agent. And we know we cannot thwart your plan. And we know that you also will protect those that you have been so. But, Father, we're praying for those, our loved ones that may be out that way, that we have not been able to get in touch with, specifically a former member of the Golgotha Church of Christ, Andrea Whitehead and her husband. Father, we know that they are in the Virginia area, North Carolina area. And so, Father, we're asking you to comfort them and bless them at this time. I believe they're giving the evacuation call. I'm not for sure if the area where they are in was called for evacuation. But Father, we're praying that you will give them the ability for safety and help them to make it to higher ground. You know, our husband's in a wheelchair and he can't get around as much, and Andre does a whole lot. So, Father, we're praying that you will continue to bless them and keep them, and at the appropriate time, we'll be able to make contact with them, knowing that they're all right and knowing that things are going well. Father, we're praying, we're thankful for Lamont Sampson, trustee here at the Golgotha Church of Christ that has moved to the Virginia area. Father, that is doing well. He did contact me yesterday and said they have not called for evacuation in the area that he's in, and that it wasn't supposed to hit inland until probably early this morning or tomorrow. And so he didn't think that all that outside of some rain, that it was going to be too much, but he was prepared to make moves if need be. And was thankful that we were looking out for him. And so, Father, we're just asking you to comfort them and all those that are in that area. Father, love them. People have loved ones all over. And it's our job as members of the body of Christ to reach out and try to make contact. But if we can't make contact, we know that you know the status. For you know every strand of hair is on each and every one of our heads. You know the DNA that's there, and you know where our GPS system and man sophistication fails. We know that you do not falter at any time. So, Father, we come to you on this day asking you to prepare and to take care of those that stand in need at this time. We're praying that the government will recognize what needs to be done and with a swiftness, not the swiftness that they did down in Florida, but with a swiftness, Father, not the swiftness that they did in Puerto Rico, but with a swiftness, Father, they will provide care and help at this time for those that are in need. The insurance companies will not balk based on the fact that it is an act of nature, but that they will, if the people that have been paying for their policies for years now stand in need of everything because of destruction that's taking place, and they can't even find their insurance agent or they won't honor the policy. Father, we're praying that all that evil, all that ill will, all that wrongness will be done away with, and that you will be able to provide, as you always do, for those who are going to experience difficulty. So we love you, Father. We thank you, and we ask you to continue to allow man's sophistication to be a warning sign to all of us as to what's happening, but we put our hands in your hands. We keep our little souls in your hands. We put our lives in yours, knowing that you will take care of us. If you feed every strand of grass, if you feed every pine needle, nourish every pine needle on a pine, on an evergreen tree, then you also will bless us in ways that you know that we stand in need of. So, Father, we thank you today. We love you. We adore you. And we ask you, Father, to continue to help us in our daily walk. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Let us collectively say amen, amen, and amen again. Suck it here. It looks like. What did I do? Oh, I see what it is. Cannot update. Cannot. Okay, give me a hot second here as I open up another blog talk where it looks like I did not do that one correctly. That's what I did do. Right? There we go. Bear with me one second here, and I'll be ready to roll. I hear it talking. Cool. close out on this.